Very big challenge for this defense tomorrow, Sunday, excuse me, in Andrew Luck. What's the biggest takeaway you've seen from him on film that you gotta just button up?
No, he's a quarterback that doesn't really know when to call it quits. So, you know, he's the type of guy that you can't really, you know, relax on. You know, he can make plays, you know, whenever you think that, you know, he's going to go down or you're going to sack him. He'll just, you know, he's a big, strong guy that is known to be able to break tackles. So, you know, that's one, you know, element of this game that we have to take into consideration, as well as, you know, just trying to just continue like every other week, just doing our job, you know, whether it's in the run game or pass or in the passing game, just to be able to, you know, do our job, keeping our in our rush lanes and, you know, keep him in contain.
Yeah, what you just said kind of goes in union with what we heard earlier from defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel, said, especially against a guy like Luck, you got to stay disciplined. Mm-hmm. That's the case every week, but it's a little bit more the case on Sunday, right?
Absolutely. You know, he's shown what he can do, you know, throughout his career. You know, he's big time football player. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So obviously, you have to respect a man, you know, that's done, you know, some of the things that he's done.
Growing up in Vancouver, there's a lot of Niners fans there. Did you know much about Frank Gore growing up? You're going to play against him tomorrow.
There are Niners fans in Vancouver?
Oh, yeah. Niners fans everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah. But, no, I grew up watching Frank Gore. You know, he's always a fun guy to watch, you know, especially with, you know, a guy, you know, his age right now is still being able to, you know, do what he's doing. You know, it looks like he hasn't skipped a beat. So, you know, we have to. Is another guy that we can't relax on. It's a guy that, you know, he's going to be coming downhill. He's going to give us everything that he's got. And so I know we'll be ready for the run game.
What's the strength of their line? Because they've given up 40 quarterback hits. They've given up 20 sacks this year. What do they do well? Because some might think about that line and those stats and just say, they're no good. But that's not the case, right?
No, it's not the case. I mean, just because one area of a team is kind of lacking, so to speak, it doesn't mean they're a bad offensive line. You know, they're in the NFL for a reason. You know, their starting O-linemen for a reason. So, you know, it's the same like every week. You can't take any of them for granted, and you have to be able to play sound as a defense. You know who your matchups are, know when to take chances and whatnot. And you know, they do a really good job in the run game of, you know, staying on blocks and trying to move guys off of the line. So, you know, we have to be stout against versus the run.
How quickly did you guys just turn the page and put the Minnesota game in the rearview mirror?
Oh, then after the game, you know, just we all knew what type of game it was. You know, we just moving on forward, and you know, that's the mentality. You know, every week, whether we have a win or a loss, you know, just next game is the most important game.
How often does Vince Wilfork drop some knowledge on you? Is it a daily basis, hourly basis, even less than that?
Oh no, it's every day. You know, in every facet of the game. You know, whether we're on the practice field, whether we're in the meeting room. You know, he's a great guy to have. You know, in the locker room, in the meeting room. You know, just he's a man that has so much wisdom and so much wisdom to give. So, you know, he's always been there for, you know, us younger guys and me especially my rookie year last year. And he's, you know, he continues to do the same, not even just with the younger guys, but with the vets too. So, you know, we're all blessed to have a guy like him.
Playing on Sunday Night Football, what's the best part of a primetime game at home?
And you're the only game that's on TV, all eyes on you. You know, it's every kid's dream to be able to, you know, play Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, you know, obviously play in the league, but, you know, to know that, you know, to know you're on primetime, you know, that's every kid's dream growing up. So, you know, I know we're all looking forward to it.